in Door County, just south of Jacksonport and just off Highway 57. There's an old garage with two stories, and inside, two artists with stories all their own. On the second floor, there's Sandra, who works on paper. More on her later. And on the first floor, there's Wentz, a man who's lived his life at the loom.
It's in my blood. It's just, I can't get away from it.
Wentz grew up in Oaxaca, Mexico, in a family and in a village where most everyone wove.
I used to watch my dad weave at night. I would sit under the loom and watch his hands and weaving. And I always thought, man, I can't wait to help him. When I got to be nine, I could reach the loom, and I started weaving.
As a teenager, Wentz took art classes in Mexico City. He wanted to do more than maintain tradition. He wanted to make something new.
When I was weaving for somebody else in Mexico, working for somebody else that said, okay, I need 50 pieces of this design or whatever, how many pieces. So I would repeat those a lot. So one of the things I really wanted to do was create my own designs.
Sandra started young too, not in Mexico, but Milwaukee.
I was an obsessive potter from the age of 14 in Milwaukee. And even before then, there was a sandbox out back, and I would dig through the sand to get to the clay underneath the sand and then make stuff out of it and then be a complete mess.
She stuck with it, studying ceramics in college. But as a young woman, Sandra traded clay for pencil, paint, and paper.
I developed these personal drawings that are like primitive drawings. They're very stick figure-ish. They're very simple.
She kept working, kept drawing, until one conversation changed everything.
I had no idea that it was one of those monster turning points in your life where everything is different after that. And, you know, you look back now and it all seems so clear, but at the time, it wasn't. I was in Chicago and my girlfriend from college said, I've been to this incredible village where they are incredible weavers and they could weave anything. And I think your drawings would look really cool as a weaving. So give me one and I'll take it there. And so I did. I gave her this little, you know, it's a little ink painting on, you know, some terrible newsprint.
Days later, that newsprint turned up at Wentz's family business.
I said, man, that looks very interesting. So I said, okay, I'm gonna do that. And so I wove that piece, and you know, after we finished it, we shipped it back to the U.S.
6 months later, this thing arrives that's 4 by 6 feet from this little painting, and it is so true to the hand-drawn line that I was completely enamored with it. And I wanted to meet the weaver who made that piece, and I wanted to collaborate and do more work with that exact person because the spirit of him was so evident.
So Sandra saved her money and traveled to Oaxaca. She met Wentz and they agreed to collaborate. He would weave 15 of Sandra's pieces. Sandra returned home, but the two kept in touch through long-distance calls and through their work. And while they built a collection of weavings, they also built a relationship. That work and that relationship came together in 1988 when the two displayed their work at Chicago's Field Museum.
When we met, we just got so attracted to each other. And then I came here and then came when she was living in Chicago. That's when we started like getting more serious about our relationship.
There were definitely people in both of our worlds who were like, are you sure? You're so different. But when you get right down to it, what we have in common are the things that are most important.
And so Wentz and Sandra, well, tied the knot. They moved to Door County and eventually opened their first studio in an old chicken house. Within a few years, they upgraded to that two-story garage. And along the way, they developed the kind of collaboration few can match.
Really, from the minute we met, we just felt like we were connected at the hip.
Their weavings have gained national attention. In 2013, they were accepted into the Smithsonian Craft Show in Washington, D.C. But for all they've learned about design, Wentz and Sandra Martinez have learned something else, the art of weaving two stories into one.
We love it. I don't think we'd be happy any other way. You know, we struggled so hard to be together that once we were together, we're grateful for that. That's a gift.